Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not to be trusted. Everybody around me thugging. Everybody around me drugging. Everybody around me hustling. Everybody know not to bring no new riggin' around me. They say I be bugging. Got racks in the go yard luggage. Just because I love you, it don't mean I trust you. Everybody not
to- What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. This is another episode of Uncut with Q, and I'm your host, Quentin Flores. As always, team, if this is your first time listening to this, all I ask is that if you get value from this show, that you share the show with other people. We've been doing super good being consistent with these podcast episodes. We've had tons of guests fly in and some people locally and just individuals that I collaborated with, and a lot of me, really. That's also been new. Like lately, I've been doing podcasts solo, and normally when I do them, I have guests or friends or people that are involved. And so that's been new. And so if you guys have been getting value from that, man, I really appreciate you guys. I got a whole bunch of great messages on the last one that I did solo. And, you know, my goal is to always give you guys perspective and really just open your minds a little bit on what I believe what it takes to make a lot of money in this world and become a better person. And in my opinion, there's a lot of trials and tribulations that goes through that. Before you ever hit a stride, your mindset's the first thing that's going to be challenged before your dollars and before your pockets. So, you know, I'm real big on that. And I really appreciate all the love, man. Thank you guys so much. So with that being said, this is a long form episode, and I have a guest that just flew in all the way from, where was it again? Florida, right?
Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy. So Introduce yourself to the world.
I'll try. So my name's Catherine Vasquez, and I'm originally from New York, but I live in Florida now.
Cool.
A mom of four. I'm a small business owner, and I'm the author of a how-to guide wholesaling vacant land. It's a beginner's step of how to get started in wholesaling real estate.
Can I see it?
Yep.
I didn't even know you brought a book.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I wrote a whole book and everything.
A how-to beginner guide for wholesaling vacant land. Mm-hmm. Transform vacant land into profit. A beginner's path to wholesaling real estate successfully by Catherine Vasquez. That's amazing. So I'm going to read the back for everybody here.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So embarking on a beginner's journey in wholesaling vacant land can be confusing, but also truly life-changing. Through this journey, you can not only gain knowledge about wholesaling vacant land and real estate, but you also discover a higher purpose within yourself. You learn how much of an impact your services and assistance have. In this process, you uncover the potential of vacant land properties and transforming them into an abundance of profit. In these simple 48 pages, I lay out the steps for you and the best way to begin your journey. Based off of my personal 4-year experience of wholesaling vacant land, you will acquire knowledge, tools, skills, and direction on how to take your wholesaling journey as smooth and life-changing as possible. How to make it. As you dive deeper into wholesaling vacant land, you'll discover a hidden world of real estate that few know of. And if you know, you know. Dang, she said IYKYK. That's real right there.
Thank you.
May this book be the guide and life-changing tool that you have been desiring over your life with love and kindness. And then guys, if y'all want to follow her, it's marketinglegacy_REI on her Instagram page. And it's a whole book. It looks like it literally comes with everything that you need. This is amazing. What inspired you to write this book?
I guess I always wanted to write, but I just didn't know what. And we were going through a up and down during our wholesaling business. Mm. And it finally got leveled out. And I was trying to just figure out what to do next. So then I was talking to my partner, and he was like, oh, you know, people are asking me how to get into wholesaling. He's like, you should write a book on that. So he was kind of my push on getting it started.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is just amazing to me. I've been wanting to write a book for years, and you literally wrote one before me. So that's, in my opinion, a big deal. What got you into wholesaling in the first place?
To be honest, we got into wholesaling during COVID. So I was working at the hospital and I was pregnant, and everything going on with COVID, I just didn't feel safe working at the hospital. So I had asked to work from home and I got denied. They were like, you come in or you lose your job. So I went on disability and I was like, you know, this is just not life for me. So we're trying to figure out what to do in the whole time frame. And we ended up just doing like YouTube research. And we ran into Jerry Norton, I believe.
I love Jerry. He's a good friend of mine.
Amazing. So he was the one that, I guess, ignited everything. And I just dove deep into research of wholesaling during COVID. And a friend of ours gave us an opportunity to come to Florida and kind of be a part of his business. So we came with the intentions of being a part of a lawn care business. When we came to Florida, it totally flipped right into wholesaling.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for being from, because I remember you told me that you moved from New York to Florida off camera. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I swear I was expecting like a New York accent. Which part of New York did you grow up in?
I'm from Brooklyn, but I moved all around.
I just heard it right now. Wow. You said I moved all around. I said, what? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so you said you moved all around. What was that about? Like, why were you moving from place to place over there?
I was born in Brooklyn, and my mom and dad didn't really have a good relationship. So she felt it was best to move far away. So we ended up in Queens.
Wow.
But I was really upset about it. I didn't fuck with Queens, and I just ended up hanging around in Brooklyn a lot, just in my teenage years.
I heard Brooklyn's like tough to grow up in.
It's okay. It's tough. It definitely like shapes you up. Definitely tells you what the real world is really about at a very young age.
One of my buddies, one of my buddies here, he actually has a real estate business in Texas. He's from Lower East Side, Manhattan.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't know that that's where the towers were ish, right? The two towers that from the 9/11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I didn't know that there were so many sub places that people live, grow up and grow old and die in New York. Like,
yeah.
I've just never knew the city until he ended up living with me for a little while. Mm-hmm. And during that time frame, got know a little bit more about the city, like everything from Yonkers to what do you have? Where's Daredevil from? He's like Hell's Kitchen. Hell's Kitchen, I think that's what they call it.
Oh, that's in Manhattan. That's in the city.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then there's there's Brooklyn, there's Bronx, Queens,
Staten Island.
Yeah. And what is that other place too? Where that guy who was dating Kim Kardashian, where he's from? It's like a funny name. It's off to the island on the side. It like is in its own little section. If you look at New York as a city, it's mm-hmm. like all the way out here. I forgot what it's called. Anyways, mm-hmm. it's a beautiful city. And I don't know a lot of people that are successful in real estate there that are killing it in the wholesale game. It's very hard to wholesale in New York is what I've heard.
Yeah.
And mainly
sure.
I think it's just because of the culture of the people that are there. And they know that it's an expensive city. So people aren't just mm-hmm. selling for a discount
right.
at all. And I mean, I've heard it's not like cheap over there is like $3,000 a month in rent. Is that true?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was insane. The rent was just going up like crazy too during COVID. I think my family members' rents are like at more than what I pay here in Florida.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people in New York move to Florida too, you know? Mm-hmm. So like that, I heard that's a big deal. I've had students of mine that I've mentored in the past that were from New York originally that moved to Florida.
Yeah.
Why is that anyway?
I mean, for us, COVID was really driving us crazy with the two kids in the house and we just didn't have space. And we just felt like it was just now was the opportunity to just go. It was like now or never. So we handled everything in like about a month. Like 2 days before we left, we broke it to our family that we were leaving. And we just took the highway and just never looked back.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what about your friends and everything in the back home? Like you talk to them often or not really?
Like maybe one person, two people.
It's crazy.
But I didn't have a lot of friends anyway. So it didn't really hurt me. It hurt more that I was taking my kids away from their grandparents. Because they were basically there from the beginning. So having absolutely almost no family in Florida has been tricky, but it's definitely built a stronger bond between all of us.
Do you have a lot of business associates in Florida?
Yeah, a few.
Consider them friends?
No, because it's business-based. I try not to mix both. I would like to in the future build a friendship, but right now it's just all about money.
I love it. I mean, sometimes you got to do that. I think creating that separation is a big deal, you know?
Yeah.
So as a family that moved to Florida with no resources, no real anything, like barely mm-hmm. like got a place and all that, right?
Right.
How was it getting into wholesaling vacant land in Florida? Like how did that, the idea of that even introduce itself to you? And is it just Florida that you're in or do you everywhere else as well?
No, right now we're only Florida based.
Wow.
We're trying to expand, but it's a bit tricky still.
Yeah. Laws are different for land everywhere.
I guess the comps are a bit harder and getting into that personal relationship with like realtors, other wholesalers, because there's wholesalers out there, but if they're not on the same level as us, it's kind of like we're wasting time.
Mm.
So we try to focus just on Florida for right now.
I see. So what made you want to switch to wholesaling land versus regular houses, like single family home? Because that's what the primary people that I know that listen to this show are doing, houses.
Yeah, so a lot of people that I've met through wholesaling, that's been their number one thing for us.
For me, that's what that is anyway.
It was just a concept of like, I'm just selling dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just dirt. I don't have to worry about like an inspector coming and saying, oh, you need 40 days to like change the roof or the pipes are bad or like just obstacles that can stop you from moving forward for closing. Because we were thinking, you know, we have kids. We're not really working. We weren't looking to work a 9-to-5. We solely were just focused on making this business be built and be strong. So it was just the process of it is a lot faster. It's less complicated and it's just quicker. Like the quickest we've ever closed is 2 weeks.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And land, is the profit margins there?
Yes.
Like bigger than normal homes?
If you do commercial, you'll definitely profit, like if you were doing a house.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's so crazy. And how do you go about finding the land? Like, how does it work? In Florida, I would assume it's a populated spot. Like, there's really land deals out there?
Yeah. Well, where we went, it was crazy because I swear God aligned everything like perfectly. So when we moved, I found it on Zillow. The house was brand new constructed, $1,600, less than what we were paying in New York. We were paying like $1,900 for a two-bedroom. So when we came out here, I didn't do too much research in the area like I should have.
Yeah.
But it was all just trees. All trees, maybe a few houses here and there. It was just coming up. And in all of that, like, that kind of inspired us to kind of look in our backyard. And we just started reaching out to sellers. We started Googling builders and just being like, hey, we're land acquisition. We have land. You know, we would like to send you what we have. Do you have an email? And then that's just kind of how it got started. We would drive around through the construction houses and kind of talk to the people working, be like, oh, you know, who hired you guys? Like, we're looking to sell land. Like, you know, we'll give you a referral if your boss buys land from us and just stuff like that, networking. And then that's just how kind of we were able to focus and make it like more founded, like a better foundation. And we just kind of stood there. It wasn't until recently this year that we started expanding further out in Florida. And we've actually pocketed our first 20K month this month.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I know it's small, but we're still new. So for us, we're big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Whether big or small, how are you going to be grateful for more if you're not happy with what you have?
Right.
You know, I was at church this Sunday and it was so powerful. It was my first time at a new church. And you know what he had mentioned? He said that during the feeding of the 5,000, when Jesus was taking bread, praying over it, and then duplicating it to feed 5,000 people, that started with the faith of a child. And think about the chaoticness of a child, right? They just have a kid's heart.
Right.
So some kid walks up to Jesus with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, right? And he said, I mean, the pastor called it a Hebrew happy meal, which I thought was hilarious, you know, because he had a little happy meal on him, right?
Right?
And he was saying that to the boy, he didn't know if 5 barley loaves and 2 fish could feed 5,000 people, but he was just happy with what he was able to give. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so we gave it to Christ with a child's heart. Like, just here's what I have. This is hope. It's enough. Right.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
And it's so amazing because he was able to take that and then duplicate it. Mm-hmm. But how did he duplicate it? He took one piece and then he broke it. Right. He broke it into pieces and then everybody was fulfilled. And so when you think about that, right, when they asked him, like, how are we going to get bread from you? And Jesus said, well, I am the bread of life. And so everybody was like, that's cannibalism, right? And
he was
well, yeah, but this, like, I am the bread of life. So if you accept me, people want the blessings before they get the breaking. And sometimes you got to break to receive, right?
Right.
And that's one of the things that I love so much about this service that I went to on Sunday, because I can't tell you how many times that I felt that I wouldn't take on a client because he didn't have enough money to pay me to teach him to mentor. And now I do it, and sometimes I do it for free. Sometimes I do it for less than a few $100. And I feel so fulfilled whether I'm doing it for somebody who's wanting to learn for free or someone who's spending $5,000, because it depends on the faith that's coming to me. You know what I'm saying? And so like in my head, I think $20,000 is a lot of money anyway, if you look at it, but to be grateful for $100,000, let alone $200,000, you also have to have gratitude for having what you have now. Right. And so to me, that is a lot. With the faith of a child's Hebrew happy meal, I'll say that that's freaking adequate. And that is something that you should be very proud of.
Thank you. No, it was crazy because we were very like excited knowing it was coming. Like we got the HUD, we got the official email, like everything was scheduled. And when it hit, it was just like, okay, it hit. Like the hype of it kind of died down.
Yeah.
And we took it as like, okay, you know, the fact that we did it, it just, we know we could do it again. So like, it's just that first taste of it. That's like, okay, great. Let's keep going. Like, let me not even sit there and enjoy it. Let me just pretend I didn't even get it and keep aiming for it. That way it just continues multiplying.
It's like a moment, you know?
Right.
Now you guys know what's real.
Right.
And I think that was a big deal for me getting into the business because at the beginning, I mean, I showed this thing to everybody that I loved, literally. Like I showed family, I showed friends. everybody said the same thing. And if you heard this podcast, you've heard me say this before, but most people were just kind of like, well, you got to do it. And if you can show me that it works, then maybe I'll do it. That was the vibe that I was getting, you know? Yeah. And then once you get proof of concept, now it's like irrefutable.
Right.
Nobody can tell you that it doesn't work because you were able to make it work one time. Right. Why wouldn't you be able to do this 100 times over? Right. And keep it flowing, keep it moving, keep feeding your family, keep doing these things. And it's the ones who doubt us the most that also believe in our power the most. That's one of the things that I've come to realize.
Wow.
And sometimes it could be intimidating for other people because you come from the same place that they come from, but they're still in the same place.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so like, I commend you for creating the reality of what it is to do this and then incorporating it into a book to give to people. Where can people find this book, by the way?
On Amazon.
What? Mm-hmm. How much is it?
I think it's like $18.
It's 18 bucks. Yeah. And you guys can learn how to flip land.
Yeah.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, what inspired you to write the book is what I'd like to know. Because you've already done very well, right? And so with what you've been able to accomplish, what inspired you to write the book and what's inspiring you to give it away for 18 bucks? Because that's a big deal.
So what inspired me really was like, you know, I had closed my first deal and I had gone through, we were going through a couple like hiccups. We had about like maybe 5 closings back to back scheduled and they all ended up being scammed. So we were really down in our luck. We were really hurt about it. And I wasn't trying to stay in that energy. I was like, you know, we've done this before. We've closed. We can keep doing it. We just have to keep pushing through. And in writing it, I was just like, this saved me so much because I had everything in order. I went through so much learning it. I was like a part of a group. It turned out to be like scammish, but I gained so much knowledge. But I lost so much money in the mentorship of that group that I didn't want someone else to go through it. So I was like, you know what? Let me just write 1 through 10, how to get started, how to do it. And just provide the jewels I have to someone else so that they can get their shit together and provide for their family or do whatever they want to do, you know, venture off into whatever business that they can feed money into with wholesaling. Like, there was just so much opportunity and so much money in it because it's not such a saturated sector in real estate that, like, why not just share it?
Yeah.
And everybody shops on Amazon.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I feel like people prefer Amazon over Shopify, like 9 out of 10.
In the studio came from Amazon.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd say IKEA probably made up a solid 65, 40% of what's in here, but you know.
I believe it, yeah.
IKEA was crazy. I remember like the time, during this time frame, I was producing multiple 6 figures every day. It wasn't like every month. It was something that I was doing every day. And I just had more money than I knew what to do with. So I decided to dump it into things that I was passionate about. And this was one of them. And I'm really glad that I'm doing this because just with what I have, although I have really worked very hard for it and paid for a lot of it, I'm able to do so many things through it. Like have this podcast so that you're able to share your message and your book and your story with the world, right? My cousin, I want her to run her podcast out of here. She's helping me in so many different ways. I feel obligated to. This is going to be moving into another guy's studio. And I'm going to help him run his whole media team. So I no longer have to pay for an office space anymore.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a barter type thing. And so it's just crazy to think about these things, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long or what direction it's going to go, but he is very close to the pastor of the new church that I decided to step into this weekend. And my goal is to get very close to them as much as I can to learn more about my faith and learn more about me while also diving into this. And I just want to always have this available to people that I love and care about. Because if I can be an amplifier for other people, somehow God's going to bless me because of that. I don't even know when that's going to come.
Right.
I just know that it will. And that's what you're doing with this book.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking something that has made you money, that has taken care of you and your family, and you are being an amplifier of the blessing. And by doing that, you receive. And I know that sounds crazy, but like legit, like you give and then you get, you know?
Right.
And that's so reciprocating in everything that we are as humans. Mm-hmm. And the more that you give, the more that you will get. And I don't know when that's going to happen, but you kind of like are putting these blessing deposits into this fucking miracle piggy bank that's like marked by God.
Right.
And you just know that it's somehow going to come through. And one day God's going to come through with a hammer and just break it. And then all these blessings are going to come. And they will overflow, you know? God, I swear to you, I'm trying to say this shit right. But it's a powerful thing, you know what I mean? So like, I love that. I love that you want to be an amplifier for other people because that's what makes you great. And that's why you guys will succeed in business. Continue to do that and then bring it locally. Invite me in. I'll come and I'll speak in Florida. I'll come to your place and I will speak at an event for you. I'll do it for free.
Oh my God.
Just let me know and I'll be there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got to figure that out.
If we do a networking event that's targeted around land wholesaling, I'll help you do it. I'll help you put it together. I'll help you promote it.
I think I've only seen one event ever like promoted. I don't think I've ever seen more.
Sounds like you should change the game on it.
It's crazy because when I actually dived into real estate, I was a part of that group, right? And I remember like one of the first things I said, or one of the first things they asked me was like, oh, why do you want to do it?
They asked you?
Asked me.
Yes. No, you're fine. Keep it going. Keep it going.
So I was dead ass. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was like, to be honest, I was like, I've never seen a female do this. And I was like, there's no way it's only just up to dudes. I was like,
hell nah, bro. Cooch. I want the check.